This message, I know, is for somebody here that even have decided to move the person from minimum to maximum. We're looking at what I call from zero to hero. From zero to hero. The first point you need to understand very well is this. The fact that you were born in a manger does not mean that you must die in a manger. The fact that you were born into poverty does not mean you should die in poverty. There is a voice in heaven, an overruling voice that can pick a beggar from the dunghill, go and sit with the princes in the high place. There will be somebody here tonight. The Lord will move you from minimum to maximum. Open your Bible to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. Chapter 2. I read from verse 6 to verse 8. Or from verse 6 to verse 9. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 9. From zero to hero. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints. I didn't write the next one. And the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. Look at verse 8 again. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dungeon. That is from zero to hero. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9. I haven't read that. Now look at the lamentation. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. Amen. Keep those two scriptures at the back of your mind. He raised the poor and the beggar to high places. He converts them from zero to hero. And he said, by strength shall no man prevail. Question number two that we should answer. And the second point we should make is that, what do we mean by success? Because a person moving from zero to hero will be termed as successful. Success is understanding and achieving your divine mandate. You understand and you achieve your divine mandate. That's success. Success is becoming what God wants you to become, not what your enemies want you to become, not what necessarily what your parents want you to become, not necessarily what your friends want you to become, not necessarily what your colleagues want you to become. Not even necessarily what you want to become. What God wants you to become. I'm praying for somebody here. Every power that does not want you to become what God wants you to become shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Success is doing what God wants you to do. You are doing what God wants you to do. Success is plugging your life into the socket of your divine blueprint. You plug your life into the socket of your divine blueprint. Success is possessing what God wants you to possess. Success is achieving the divine goal for your life. You are achieving divine goal for your life. Success is prosperity in body, soul, and spirit. Success. In life, a man or a woman is known for five things. In life, you are known for five things. Number one, your character. Your character is who you are. Two, your conduct. Your conduct is what you do. Three, your conversation. Your conversation is what you are saying, what you say. Four, your faith. That is what you believe. And last but not least, number five, your contribution. That is what you give out. I go through that again. In life, a man is known for five things. One is character. That is who he is. His conduct. What he does. His conversation. What he says. His faith. What he believes. His contribution. What he gives. Success is to score high mark in all five areas. To score good marks in all those five areas. That's what is meant by success. A lot of people, unfortunately, have been executed while still alive. Their dreams, their visions, their aspirations have been slaughtered by the enemy. Unfortunately, many have given up. And sometimes they've said, what's the use? What's the use? There's no use. Let me ask you a few questions here tonight before we go forward very quickly. Do you desire to be successful in life? Then, do you find learning enjoyable? Do you find learning enjoyable? Are you frustrated by your colleagues and supervisors? Are you tired of working for others at low level? Do you make decisions based on scriptural principles? Do you find it hard to expand your horizon? Are you an abandoned person in the society? Can you describe your life as being built or already established? Do you really fear God? Are you lazy to the level of putting off what you should do? Do you set goals for yourself that you never achieve? Are you the kind who talks a lot? Do you often tell lies? Or are you the kind of person you continually increase your skills where you are? Do you get easily enticed or seduced? Do you always listen to good advice? Can you control your temper, your mouth, and your appetite? Do you use your gifts and talents productively? What is the level of your perseverance? As you are sitting down there, do you really know the value of what God has deposited into your life? Can you call yourself a lazy person or a hardworking person? Do you hate taking risks? Do you always desire to excel in what you are doing? Do you see failure as steps to success? Do you get too discouraged by failures or setbacks? Are you always willing to learn? Do you find that learning enjoyable? Your answers to these questions will determine whether the enemy is already aborting your success or you are successful. If you want to move from zero to hero, it is a personal decision energized by God. Because he said, by strength shall no man prevail. And he said, the battle is not to the strong, neither is the race to the swift. You could be the strongest and you may not win. You could be the fastest runner and you will not win. By strength shall no man prevail. Battle is not to the strong, neither is the race to the swift. Meaning that every man needs the help of God to move, to go from that zero to hero. I want you to understand this very, very well. A lot of people, talented, strong, intelligent, but they are failing woefully. That's what the Bible is trying to say. There are plenty of talented people who have been wasted in the dustbin of life. The battle is not for the strong, neither the race for the swift. I shared this with you many years back. When we were small boys, they made me the coordinator of our football team. When we were living in the police barrack, I was in charge of the football team. I keep the jerseys. I distribute the jerseys. We had a very strong team. But we always win our match. Anytime somebody was present at the front line. We had a center forward called Lawon. All you need to do, just ensure you get the ball to the legs of Lawon. Once Lawon's leg touches the ball, it's as if somebody applies glue between the ball and his leg. Lawon will dribble the whole of the defense. Lawon has dribbled the whole defense before, dribbled the goalkeeper. Instead of scoring, he brought the ball out to go and dribble them one more time. He dribbled even the goalkeeper and then came out again. Repeated it. And the whole people will be shouting, Lawon, 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 Lawon. Anytime he was there, we won. And we're going on like that. Going on like that. Going on like that. Going on like that. We got to the final match. Our team was at the final. And we started playing. Again, they got the ball to Lawon. Began to dribble. Lawon, Lawon. Everybody was shouting. Somebody was very angry. With the dribbling, he was dribbling them. They cleared his leg from the ground. And Lawon was carried out of the football field. In fact, when they were carrying him out, some of the players were already crying because we knew that. That was all. And that was all. So Lawon was screaming, my leg, my leg, my leg. They carried him out. So all of us went back to the defense. Just kicking the ball anywhere. Believing that one way or the other, Lawon will get up. And true. 5 minutes to the end of the match, Lawon stood up. And came to the pitch. Started clapping. This time it was this 0-0. Lawon grabbed the ball again. Lawon, 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 Lawon. Lawon beat everybody, dribbled everybody, including the goalkeeper. He gave a powerful shot over the bar. We were more relaxed. Then they started playing, Our goalkeeper was careless. Somebody just did one long shot from somewhere. Our goalkeeper did not even know where it came from. 1-0. We were still not discouraged. Got the ball to the leg of Lawon again. He started. 1, 2, 3. Lawon, Lawon, Lawon. And he went on like that. Went on like that. Dribbled the goalkeeper again a second time. A shot. Over the bar. And as he shot over the bar a second time, the whistle blew. That was the end of the match. There are men and women who are like Lawon. They get to the edge of breakthrough, edge of being hero, and they shoot over. I'm praying for somebody here. The ancient demons that are waiting for you at the edge of your success shall be buried alive. They shall be buried alive. They shall be buried alive. They shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Now, looking through the scriptures and looking through physical examples of people that God has blessed, I've put together here instructions to move you from zero to hero. I want to start telling you those instructions now. I'm believing God that somebody here will grab this thing tonight and your story will change to glory. Gideon was a nobody. The Lord moved him from zero to hero. Jephthah was nobody. The Lord moved him from zero to hero. Nobody knew David before. In fact, if David had decided to canvass for presidential position, his own father would not have voted for him. Because when they say, bring your children, he did not count David as one of his children. Until Samuel went through all of them and said, the man is not here. Do you still have any other children left? And then I said, there is one, the smallest boy, David, is in the bush there. Go and bring him from the bush. The Lord moved him from zero to hero. There are so many examples like that. So studying the lives of these men from scripture, studying the lives of children of God that God has promoted, God has blessed, we gather this instruction. Instruction number one, for those who want to move from zero to hero. Number one, you must strive to imbibe quality and practice improvement. You must imbibe quality in what you do and practice improvement in what you do. Anything you do, do it with quality. And anything you are doing, practice improvement. By the time God wanted to promote David, God went and caused a problem in the life of an enemy so that David would be the solution. David did not enter into that palace when they were looking for somebody who would play instruments so that King Saul would be okay. Somebody said, I know a boy very skillful at playing the harp. Let's bring him here. So where David was not known, where David was not present, what he used to do became a voice that spoke for him. I pray, where you are not known, where you are not represented, the Lord will raise a voice for you. He shall raise a voice. 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 He shall raise a voice in the name of Jesus. Because the harp David was playing, he learned to play it well. Two, always be on the lookout for chances to learn valuable lessons. Always be on the lookout for chances to learn valuable lessons. Anywhere you are in life, seek to learn something. Where am I here now? There is no one who preaches and I don't learn something for what he's saying. I will get something for what he's saying. But if you are not attentive, you won't learn. Three. Be trained. Be trained. Many hate any form of training. Be trained. Once there is something you are interested in, get the adequate training for it. We're talking about instructions that will move you from zero to hero. Four. Always think carefully before you behave in every situation. Always think carefully before you behave in every situation. It's a key to move from zero to hero. A lot of people in their thoughtless moment have caused serious problems. I pray that the spirit of constructive thinking will come upon us in the name of Jesus. Number five, pay more attention at getting things done instead of showing that you are in charge. Show more attention at getting things done instead of trying to show that you are in charge. It is a principle of moving from zero to hero. Six, do not resist positive changes. Don't resist positive changes. Change is what brings progress. And we need to embrace the wind of change, sometimes to move from where we are to where God wants us to be. To move from where you are to where God wants you to be, a change is needed. Salvation is basically a change. You are going from the kingdom of darkness, you are translated into the kingdom of light. It's a change. And men and women in the Bible who have prayed their ways to break through. All those crying, they were crying. It's all cry for a change. Cry for a change. When you see Jacob, Jacob said, unless thou bless me, I will not let thee go. It's cry for a change. Oh Lord, enlarge my cause. By Jabez. It's crying for a change. When Elisha cried out, where is the Lord God of Elijah? It's a cry for a change. When blind Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. It's a cry for a change. If you do not cry for a change, you remain chained. You remain where you are. And you are doing the same thing. You are doing the same thing. No change. And you expect a different result. It's madness. One good thing that happens to people when they join Mountain of Fire is that their prayer life changes. That small change in their prayer life may cause revolution completely in their destiny. I pray that all the changes that will make your breakthrough to manifest, you will embrace them in the name of Jesus. Is that the loudest who can shout the amen? Is that still the loudest who can shout it? Seven, do not pamper your weaknesses. Do not pamper your weaknesses. If you find that certain things have become a weakness for you, don't pamper them. Thoroughly deal with them. Identify them and deal with them. If you need to padlock your ears, padlock your ears. If you need to padlock your mouth, padlock your mouth. If you need to padlock your legs, padlock your legs. Jesus even said, if your right hand will make you to sin, cut it off. Your eye, pluck it out. Eight. Do things in order. Do things in order. Don't be confused. Learn the principles of scripture, which says line upon line, precept upon precept. Nine. Possess a happy spirit. Possess a happy spirit. The spirit of sadness and melancholy will bring bad things to you. At any time on this earth, bad things are always passing. But if you have a sad spirit, you magnetize those things from the environment into your life. That's why the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Because the spirit of sadness will bring so many things into your life. And you say, but why should I rejoice? Jesus told his disciples, rejoice because your name is written in the book of life. He told them that one. Because whatsoever you do on this earth, eventually everybody will live here. 10. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Seek for constant re-baptisms of the Holy Ghost. After that initial baptism, get more baptisms, more baptisms, more baptisms, until you are filled with the Holy Spirit. The more baptism of the Holy Spirit you have, the more power flows into your life. That's why Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That is what brings you power that cannot be insulted, power that cannot be mocked. 11. Always understand that success is from the Lord. Always understand that success is from the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31. Always understand that success is from the Lord. Proverbs 21, verse 31. Proverbs 21, verse 31. Says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. No matter what you do, if the Lord does not keep the city, those who watch it are watching in vain. So without God, you cannot succeed. With God, you cannot fail. Without God, I cannot succeed. With God, I cannot fail. Can you say that loud and clear? Without God, I cannot succeed. With God, I cannot fail. Can you shout it 3 times? That's right. Say it again. Say it again. Twelve. Learn the principles of preparation. God himself is a God of preparation. Learn the principles of preparation. You have exam to sit, prepare for the exam. You have something to do, prepare for it. That's why somebody has said, if you do not prepare, then you are prepared to fail. God is a God of preparation. In 13, number 13, you must be obedient to God. Be obedient to God. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice, and hearkening than the fat of rams. You must be obedient to God. God is a God of obedience, and 99% obedience is not good enough. Said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and do all that he commands you, then the blessing of that Deuteronomy 28 will just flow. 14. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Ensure that kingdom is within your grasp. When you identify that and you locate that, other things flow. 15, be strong and be bold. Be strong and be bold. Ephesians 6:10 tells us, be strong in the Lord and the fullness of his might. Be strong and be bold. 16, you must have holy courage. Holy courage. The kind of courage that will give you boldness in the day of trouble. That you refuse to be intimidated by any enemy. The Bible says, be of good courage and God will strengthen your heart. 17. You must be consistent. You must do the thing, do whatever you are doing consistently. You make up your mind and you follow it, and you are consistent with it, you are doing it regularly and constantly. If you don't make up your mind, your unmade mind will soon unmake you. Number 18, you must be dedicated. Dedication. Whatsoever you are doing, dedicate your life to it. Do it with dedication. 19. You must be sincere. Sincerity of purpose is important for anyone that wants God to move them from zero to hero. You must be sincere. Your yes must be your yes. Your no must be your no. 20. You must know that without sacrifice, you cannot be successful. Without sacrifice, you cannot be successful. There is no crown without a cross. There is nothing good you can achieve without discipline. Some have sacrificed their time, sacrificed so many things to get to where they are today. I pray that that spirit of sacrifice will come upon us in the name of Jesus. 21. You must be a man or woman of strategy. Strategy. You don't just do things, you must have strategy for doing what you are doing. Strategy is a style of thinking. Strategy is a conscious and deliberate process. A deliberate process. And with a strategy, you get success. Paul, the apostle, was a strategist. He knew where to go. He knew where to preach. He knew when to escape. He knew when to stay. I pray that the Lord will open your understanding. And the strategy that will change your story will come into your spirit. In the name of Jesus. 22. You must be faithful in whatever you are doing. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. The Bible says, if you are faithful in little, God will make you the leader and the owner of a large thing. Faithfulness. If you plan to be a landlord, don't destroy the house you are living as a tenant. Some people, when they are living a house as a tenant, they uproot practically everything inside the place. Some will even remove WC in the house they are living. Some will strip off the wire, strip off everything. You don't do that one if you are moving from zero to hero. When you are an apprentice, the way you do that, your apprenticeship, is what will assist you when you move away. But if you don't do it faithfully, the Lord will not give you a large thing. When they give you a house fellowship, the house fellowship folds up in your eyes. They gave you 20 people in house fellowship, they became two in your presence. And now you are writing letter, I want to become a regional overseer. The little they've given to you, you were not faithful in doing it. God gave you 1 million naira. To pay the tithe of that one became malaria and headache. Now you are praying for billions. It doesn't work that way. When you are faithful in little, God makes you the controller of plenty. Faithfulness is a key when you are going from zero to hero. If you are cheating your boss where you are working now, be sure that you are planning a zero agenda for yourself. If you are stealing where you are working now, you can be sure that you are planning something terrible for yourself later. These are small, small things that people don't consider and can really stop you from getting great. I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will remain faithful. I shared something with you here some time ago. An old man who had a large company had no children. And he was getting old. He wanted to just hand over the company to somebody. He had three managers working for him. And he wanted to give the company to any of the three managers. So he called them and said, look, I'm getting old. I want to hand over this company to any of you. But since you are three managers and only one can be the leader, I will do a small test for you. So that whoever passes will be the manager. And he gave them a seed each. And he said they should go and plant it at home and bring it back in a month's time. That the man with the largest plant will be the chairman of this company. All three took the seed home. They planted it. Brother John too took the seed home, planted the seed. But he found that nothing was growing. Every morning himself and his wife will rush there to put more water. The thing was not growing. But anytime he got to the place of work, and he asked the other two managers, how is your seed doing? Ah, it's growing well. It's growing really, really well. The man was worried. He began to say, what kind of bad luck is this? The other ones are growing. Why is this one not growing? Very soon it was 1 month. And the old man said, bring your plant. The man with the largest plant will be the chairman. But John was so ashamed the day he was bringing his pot of plant with nothing growing. Because the other ones, they saw tall plant in their pot of plant, tall plant. So the old man called a meeting. I said, okay, can I see your pot of plants? Brother John put his pot down, nothing. The other two, large plants. The old man looked at the three of them. He shook the hand of John. So you are a faithful servant. Say, what I gave to you was a dead seed. It was not supposed to grow. I don't know where this one got their seeds from that was growing now. These other two men, when they found that nothing was growing in their pot, they went and brought their own seed and planted it. The faithfulness of Brother John promoted him from that zero to hero. Are you coming to this church and you are doing something crooked, unrighteous business? All you are doing to yourself is preventing the Lord to move you from zero to hero. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and shout this loud and clear. Let your voice be sounding like thunder. Powers assigned to detain my glory. Go! In the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to detain my glory. Santoli Katarabo Santa Ribo Soponda Kayabo Shentera Bakayaba. Somebody here is receiving something right now. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Instruction 23. You must be prayerful. Prayerfulness. Prayer is the greatest force in the universe that God has given to man. Men ought always to pray and not faint. Because the battle is not to the strong. Neither is he raised to the swift. By strength shall no man prevail. 24. You must sow. You must sow. Don't be the kind of person who eats your seed. The Bible says, cast your seed upon many waters. Cast your bread upon many waters. Because you don't know which one will grow. And you don't know which one will come back to you. You must sow. It is what you sow, you get. You sow, then you harvest. 25. Like we said last week, you must be a man or woman of priority. 26. You must be humble. You must be humble. Humility is a key to becoming a friend of God. Humility is a key that warms the heart of God towards you. The Almighty God hates pride. God hates the proud with perfect hatred. And if you see somebody who is very proud, it is unlikely that they have met God. Once a man has encountered the Almighty, his pride dies. Having a high opinion of yourself dies. When your opinion is high about yourself, it dies when you are humble. And sometimes why God attacks structures, attacks things, is to break their pride. If you find out there is a family that is very, that they are very proud, it does something to break them. If you see a man of God who is proud, he will do something. If you see a group of people, God wants to use them, they are proud, he will do something to humble them. But once you are humble, the Bible says God respects the humble. And to have divine respect is to have divine favor. 27. You must be a man or woman of focus. You must have goals. Focus. Goals. Focus. Such people be promoted from zero to hero. 28. You must trust God with all your heart. Trust him with all your heart that he will never let you down. 29. You must work hard. Work hard. God does not deal with the lazy. You must work hard. As a believer, where you are working, you must have another nickname of hard worker. 30. You must be a man or woman of integrity. That is, you must be trustworthy. People must be able to rely on you. Your yes must be your yes, your no must be your no. For those who want to move from zero to hero. 31. Persistence. Persistence. You don't give up like that. Don't give up at all. Persist. 32. You must be disciplined. Discipline. You must know when to say no, when to say yes. 33. You must receive the spirit of creativity. Creativity. You must ask that spirit to come upon you. So you don't just be a photocopy material. You can come out with an original. And 34. Pray for divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Because the wiser you are, the higher you go. Pray for divine wisdom. 35. Always ask God for direction. Direction. Where you should go. What you should do. The fact that you have been long in one direction does not guarantee success. You should ask for divine direction. 36. You must be a person of discretion. Discretion. This, you know where to go, where to invest your energy and resources. That's discretion. 37. Be a man or woman of violent faith. A man or woman of violent faith. A man or woman of violent faith. Because that will move you from strength to strength and from glory to glory. 38. So watch your character. Watch your character. Make sure it's godly character. Deal with all the ungodly characteristics of your life. And 39. You must have the right attitude. Right attitude to life. Right attitude to people. Right attitude to situations. And 40. Avoid wrong words. Avoid wrong words. And 41. Be a tither. Pay your tithes. Pay your tithes. And 42. Be an addict of the Bible. An addict of the Bible. And last but not the least, have a rugged determination to succeed. A rugged determination. So rugged that you don't give up at all. And then the Lord himself will move you from zero to hero. I recommend, when you get home, look at these things again. Look at them very, very well. You may need to disengage yourself from some unprofitable friends. You may need to review your tithes and your offerings. You may need to begin to locate your weaknesses in order to address them. You may need to look back and see where the enemy has injected the spirit of the valley into your life. You may need to review your life to see whether you are actually a persistent person or you give up in a hurry. You may need to sit down and examine the way you operate, whether you are setting goals for yourself or not. Because nothing good can be achieved in life without goal setting. You may need to scripturally examine your heart, whether you really have the faith of God or not. Because all forms of unbelief is snatching defeat from victory. David told Goliath, said, this day, not tomorrow. Say this day. Say you will die here and I will cut off your head. You may need to sit down and pray certain things that are not in your life into your life. The truth of the matter is this. It is not more programs we need in the church. No. We don't even need more methods. We don't need more methods. We need people who will thoroughly examine their lives. Carry out spiritual checkup on the basis of what they've been hearing. And decide, I want the Lord to move me from minimum to maximum. Zero to hero. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. Well, you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you've not just surrendered your life to Jesus, just raise up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Right there where you are, I'd like you to bow down your heads. And ask the Lord to forgive you on occasions where you were the one blocking your own breakthrough. By your attitude, by your words, by what you were supposed to do, you didn't do. Ask him to forgive you now. It's important you do this very well so that you can flow in the prayer of tonight. Masika potale kanderabo. Dene kanderabo shintera bakatenda. Aha. Amen. The seven prayers I want you to pray now. If you decide not to joke with them, you will be pleasantly amazed at the result you will get. For those who love their destinies, pray these prayers with a loud voice. Pray it without negotiation. Pray it to render the diviners injecting value into your life mad. All the sisters who are here this evening, let me hear you saying this after me. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise! Promote me by fire. Can I hear the sisters saying that? Let me hear the brothers shouting the same thing. Remember that the Bible says promotion only comes from God. Not from the west, not from the east, not from the south, but from the Lord. Let me hear everybody shouting it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Promote me by fire. The captive sentence. Dekeyabu Shendera Bokunta. Aha! Aha!
Jesus' name we pray.
That's number one. The Bible says the dark places of the earth, they are full of the habitation of cruelty. Can you shout this loud and clear? Habitations of wickedness. Assigned to stop my destiny. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Stop the habitation of cruelty. Paseta katenda ya boshenta. Ribosapanda kaya boshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. Number three. But before you pray that number three, the Lord said I should pray a short prayer for you. Father, I pray that with your large hand, you will hold the head of everyone here. And let those heads be lifted up. In the name of Jesus, every enemy of your lifting up, wherever they are, let them be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Number three, the psalmist said, my horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Can you shout this louder than anyone here? Fresh oil from heaven. Look at my head. In the name of Jesus. Fresh oil from heaven. Look at my head. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want you to be specific now. Specific now. You put in the name of what you are doing. If you like, say, in my job, in my career, in my calling. Call it loud and clear. In my career, I receive power to excel. In the name of Jesus, power to excel. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Power to excel. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the power of God. Connect me to my divine helpers. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, enlarge my cause. In the name of Jesus, enlarge my course.
Jesus' name we pray.
Aha. Opportunity wasters. You are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus.